The next word is community. English. The community is celebrating the festival. Punjabi. Samaj Tiohar Mana Reha Hai. Breakdown. Samaj. Samaj. This means community. It is the subject of the sentence. Tiohar. Tiohar. This means festival. It is the object of the sentence. Mana. Mana. This means to celebrate. It is the verb in the sentence. Reha. Reha. This is a part of the verb conjugation that means, is, and makes the sentence in the present continuous tense. He. Hi. This is the, is, part of the verb conjugation. Key concept. The Punjabi language is similar to English in that it has a subject-verb-object sentence structure. However, the verb structure is more complex in Punjabi than in English. English. The community is celebrating the festival. Punjabi. Samaj Tiohar Mana Reha Hai. The next word is like. English. He likes to eat mangoes. Punjabi. Ohanu aam hai khana pasand hai. Breakdown. Hai, ohanu, hai, this is the dative case of the pronoun, hai, oh, hai, he slash she slash it, and means, to him slash her slash it. Hai, hai, this is the Punjabi word for mango. Hai, khana, hai, this is the infinitive form of the verb, to eat. Hai, pasand, hai, this is the word for, like, and it follows the object of liking. Hai, he, hai, this is the present tense of the verb, to be. The sentence is constructed in the following way. Subject plus dative case of pronoun plus object plus verb, to like, plus verb, to be. This sentence structure is common in Punjabi for expressing liking or disliking something. The next word is join. English. The two pieces of fabric are joined together. Punjabi. Do. Hi. Capt. Hi. Ek. Hi. Sarth. Hi. Jude. Hi. Hugh. Hi. Knee. Breakdown. Hi, do, hi, to, hi, capped, hi, pieces of fabric, hi, ek, hi, sarth, hi. Together, the word, hi, sarth, hi, means, with, in this instance, hi, Jude, hi, joined, the past participle of the verb, hi, Judna, hi, to join, hi, Hugh, hi, are, the verb, hi, Kona, hi, to be, in the past participle. This is part of the present continuous tense, which is formed using hi, hu, hi, with the past participle of another verb. Hi, ni, hi, are, the ending of the sentence, which is required in Punjabi to show the sentence is plural, and in the present continuous tense. This sentence uses the past participle of the verb, hi, judna, hi, to join, which is, hi, jude, hi. This word is a key word to learn. The sentence uses the present continuous tense, which is formed with hi, hu, hi, followed by the past participle of another verb. This sentence also uses the plural ending hi, ni, hi. The next word is difficult. English. This work is very difficult. Punjabi. A kaam bahut mushkil hai. Breakdown. A. This, pronounced, I. Calm. Work. Bahut. Very, pronounced, bahut. Mushkil. Difficult, pronounced, mukkil. High. Is, pronounced, hey. Key concepts. High. Is the present tense of the verb, to be. In Punjabi, Kona, Mushkil, is an adjective, meaning difficult. English translation. This work is very difficult. The next word is please. English. Please give me a glass of water. Punjabi. Mainu ik glass paani de deo. Breakdown. Mainu. To me, dative case marker. Ik. Ik. One, indefinite article. Glass. 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 Pani. Pani. Water. Didio. Didio. Give. This is the imperative form of the verb, to give. Dina. Key concepts. Dative case marker. Nu. Nu. Indicates the recipient of an action. Imperative form. This is used to give a command, or make a request. This sentence demonstrates a simple request in Punjabi. The use of the dative case marker. Nu. And the imperative form of the verb. Didio. Are crucial to conveying the meaning. The next word is detail. English. He explained the details of the plan. Punjabi. Usne yojana de vera vedasi. Usne yojana de verb das. Breakdown. Usne. He slash she slash it, masculine, singular, this is the subject pronoun. In Punjabi, we generally avoid using the pronoun he, unless it's essential to clarify the gender. Yojana. Plan, this is the direct object of the sentence. The. Of, this is a postposition, like the English preposition, of. Verb. Details, this is the direct object of the preposition. Das. Explained, this is the verb in the past tense. Key concepts. Punjabi uses postpositions instead of prepositions. The subject pronoun is often omitted in Punjabi when the context is clear. Punjabi word order is usually subject-object-verb, SOV. The next word is difference. English. There is a big difference between a car and a bicycle. Punjabi.
Gaddi de cycle which bahut farak hai.
Breakdown.
Gaddi
equals
gaddi
equals car.
De
equals t equals and between. This is the postposition for showing the relationship between two nouns.
Cycle
equals saricle equals bicycle.
Which
equals
which
equals in, between, within. This is the postposition that shows where something is located.
Bahut
equals
bahut
equals very much.
Ruck
equals
farak
equals difference.
Hair
equals
high
equals is slash r. Key concept. The Punjabi sentence uses postpositions to show the relationship between the nouns. This is different from English, where we use prepositions. The next word is action. English. He took action. Punjabi.
Usne kadam uthaye.
Breakdown.
Us
means he or him in Punjabi, a pronoun used to refer to a male person.
Ne.
This is a postposition, similar to by or with in English. It indicates the agent who performed the action.
Kadam
means step or action in Punjabi. It's a noun, and it is used to represent an action that was taken. Earthe is the past tense of the verb to take or to lift in Punjabi. Note, you can also use the verb to do in Punjabi. You could say, Asni Kadam Kita, which would mean the same thing. Translation, he took action. The next word is health. English, health is important for a happy life. Punjabi.
Sehat mand jeevan khushahal jeevan lai zaruri hai.
Breakdown. Sehat mand. This word means healthy and is the adjective form of sehat. Health.
Jeevan.
This word means life.
Khushahal.
This word means happy or prosperous.
Lai.
This word means for.
Ruri.
This word means necessary or important.
Ha.
This is the present tense form of the verb to be high. The sentence structure is subject verb object. The subject is
sehatam and jeevan.
Healthy life, the verb is
ha.
Is, and the object is
ruri.
Necessary. Important concept, the adjective
sehatamand
modifies the noun
jeevan
and shows that it is healthy. The phrase
khushahal jeevan lai
tells us the purpose for which health is important. English, health is important for a happy life. Punjabi.
Sehatam and jeevan khushahal jeevan lai zaruri hai.
The next word is eat. English, he eats breakfast every morning. Punjabi.
Uthar savere nashta karda hai.
Breakdown.
Uth.
He slash she slash it.
Her.
Every.
Savere.
Morning.
Nashta.
Breakfast.
Karda.
Eats, masculine singular.
Ha.
Is, masculine singular. Key concept. The Punjabi word for eat is
khana.
And it is a verb. However, the verb to eat in the sentence is conjugated to
khana.
Because it is a masculine singular subject, he. The next word is step. English. He stepped on the grass. Punjabi.
Upaneka. Dekadam rakhiya.
Breakdown.
Upane.
This is the third person singular pronoun, he slash she slash it, in the past tense, meaning, he slash she slash it did.
Ka.
This means, grass.
De.
This means, on.
Kadam.
This means, step.
Rakhiya.
This means, placed. Key concepts. The Punjabi word order is subject-object-verb, unlike English's subject-verb-object. The verb,
rakhiya,
is conjugated to agree with the subject.
Upane.
English, he stepped on the grass. Punjabi.
Upane ka, de kadam rakhiya.
The next word is true. English. It is true that he is a good person. Punjabi.
It such hai ki uhik vadiya inasan hai.
Breakdown.
It.
This demonstrative pronoun.
Such.
True adjective.
Hai.
Is present tense of the verb to be.
Ki.
That conjunction.
Uth.
He pronoun.
Ik. /an, indefinite article. Vadia. Good, adjective. In a sun. Person, noun. He. Is. Present tense of the verb, to be. Key concepts. The sentence uses the present tense, indicating that the truth of the statement is ongoing. The conjunction, that. Key. Is used to introduce the subordinate clause that clarifies the truth. The sentence demonstrates the use of adjectives, pronouns, and articles in Punjabi. English. It is true that he is a good person. Punjabi.
Ik sach hai ki oh ik vadia insaan hai.
The next word is when. English. When did you come to India? Punjabi. Tu hadar India vich kabaria. Breakdown. Tu hadar. Your possessive pronoun. India. India. Vich. In postposition. Cab. When, question word. Aria. Came, past tense verb. Key concepts. Postposition. The word. Which. Functions as a postposition, similar to a preposition in English, and indicates location. Question word. The word. Cab. Acts as a question word, similar to, when, in English, seeking information about time. Past tense. The verb. Aria. Is in the past tense, indicating an action that occurred in the past. Note. The Punjabi sentence uses a slightly different word order than English. The question word. Cab. Comes before the subject. Tuhada. And verb. Aria. English. When did you come to India? Punjabi. Tuhadar India vich kab aria. The next word is phone. English. He is on the phone. Punjabi.
Oh, phone. They hai.
Breakdown.
Oh.
He / she / it. Phone. Phone. They. On / at, postposition used after a noun.
Hair.
Is, present tense of the verb, to be. This sentence uses the postposition.
They.
To indicate location. The postposition.
They.
Is used after a noun, and indicates that something is, on, or, at, that noun. In this case, the phone is the noun, and
the
indicates that the person is on the phone. The next word is themselves. English. They did it themselves. Punjabi.
Unhane apane api kita.
Breakdown.
Unha.
This is the Punjabi word for they, plural.
Nay.
This is the Punjabi particle that marks the subject of the sentence. It is similar to the English have in this context.
Apne aap.
This is the Punjabi phrase for themselves.
Eh.
This is the Punjabi word for it.
Kita.
This is the past tense of the verb to do. It is the past tense form of the verb.
Karana.
To do. Key concept. The Punjabi language uses postpositions to show the relationship between nouns and other words in a sentence. In this sentence,
ne
is a postposition that marks the subject of the verb. English. They did it themselves. Punjabi.
Unha ne apane api kita.
The next word is draw. English. He draws a beautiful picture. Punjabi.
Ohik sudar tasveer banauda hai. breakdown.
Oof.
Oh. He, subject. Ick. Ick. A, indefinite article. Sunder. Sundar. Beautiful, adjective. The severe. Tasvir. Picture, noun. Bernauda. Banaronda. Draws, verb, present continuous tense. He. Hi. Is slash does, auxiliary verb, present tense. Key concepts. The sentence is in the present continuous tense, which is used to describe actions that are happening now. The word Bernauda is the present continuous form of the verb Bernauna. To draw, the sentence uses the auxiliary verb He, which is required in Punjabi to form present tense verbs. English, he draws a beautiful picture. Punjabi. Oh, hik sudar the severe Bernauda he. The next word is white. English. The white dog is very cute. Punjabi. Safe the cutter bahut pyara hai. Breakdown. Safe the. White is the adjective modifying the noun. Cutter. Dog. Bahut. Very is an adverb modifying the adjective. Pyara. Cute. Hi. Is the present tense form of the verb, to be. Key concepts. Adjectives. Describe nouns, like. Safe the. White, describes. Cutter. Dog. Adverbs. Modify adjectives, or verbs, like. Bahut. Very, modifies. Pyara. Cute. Present tense. Indicates an action happening now, like. Hi. Is. Indicates the dog is cute at this moment. Remember. Safe the. Is the commonly used term for white in Punjabi, though. Suft. Can also be used depending on context. Translation. The white dog is very cute. The next word is date. English. Today's date is the 25th of January. Punjabi. Aaj de tarik pachi Janwari hai. Breakdown. Aaj. This means, today. It's a very common word. De. This is a possessive marker, and means, of, or, belonging to. So, it shows that the tariq belongs to Aj. Tariq. This word means date. Pachi. The number 25. Janwari. This word means January. Make sure to practice the spelling. Hi. This means is. It's the present tense of the verb, to be. Key concepts. This sentence illustrates the use of the possessive marker. De. To show ownership. It's also an example of a simple sentence in Punjabi, with a subject. Tariq. A verb. Hi. And an object. Pachi Janwari. Remember. The order of words in Punjabi sentences can be a little different than in English, but you'll get used to it with practice. The next word is practice. English. He practices speaking Punjabi every day. Punjabi.
Uhar roz Punjabi bolan da abhyas karda hai.
Breakdown.
Uh.
He, subject pronoun.
Her.
Every, determiner.
Rose.
Day, noun.
Punjabi.
Punjabi, adjective modifying. Bolan. Bolan. Speaking, verb. The. Of, possessive particle. Abhyas. Practice, noun. Kakada. Does, verb, present tense, third person singular. He. Is, copula, present tense, third person singular. Key concepts. The sentence uses the present tense. The object of the verb. Kakada. Is. Abhyas. The preposition. The. Connects the object of the verb to the noun phrase. Punjabi Bolan. Translation. He practices speaking Punjabi every day. The next word is model. Please provide an English word for me to translate into a Punjabi sentence. I am ready to help you learn. The next word is raise. English. The farmer will raise his crops. Punjabi. Kisan apni fasal ugavega. Breakdown. Kisan. Kisan. Farmer, this is the subject of the sentence. Apni. Apniyan. His possessive pronoun, this is connected to the object of the verb. Sala. Faslan. Crops, the direct object of the verb. Ugavega. Ugavega. Will raise, will grow, the future tense of the verb. Quotes, Hindi Gandhi, quotes. This is the end of sentence punctuation. This sentence uses the future tense in Punjabi to indicate an action that will occur in the future. You can see that the verb conjugation in Punjabi changes based on the tense you are using. In this case, the future tense is marked by the ending. Glavaga. Which is added to the verb stem. Uga. English. The farmer will raise his crops. Punjabi. Kisan apni fasal ugavega. The next word is customer. English. The customer is always right. Punjabi. Gahak hamesha sahi hunda hai. Breakdown. Gahak. Gahak. Customer. Hamesha. Hamesha. Always. Sahi. Sahai. Right. Huda hai. Hunda hai. Is masculine singular. Key concepts. Gender agreement. Punjabi nouns have genders, masculine, feminine, neuter. The verb. Huda hai. Is must agree in gender with the noun. Gahak. Customer, which is masculine. Word order. The word order in Punjabi is typically subject-verb-object, SVO, as seen in this sentence. Translation. The customer is always right. The next word is front. English. The front of the house is painted red. Punjabi. Karda agge wala paasa lal rang naal rangiya hoya hai. Breakdown. Kar. Da. House. Da. Da. Possessive particle. Of. Agge. Ag. Front. In front of. Wala. Wala. Suffix indicating something related to. One that is. Pasa. Pasa. Side. Lal. Lal. Red. Rung. Rang. Color.
null. Now, with Rangia, Rangia, painted, Hoya, Hoya. Past participle is he. Hi is key concepts. Possessive particle, the word the is a possessive particle that indicates ownership. It is similar to the English word of suffixes. The suffix vala is used to indicate something related to or one that is. Past participle, the word rangia is a past participle, which means it is used to describe a completed action. Remember, you can use this breakdown to help you remember the meaning of the words in the sentence. You can also practice saying the words out loud to help you improve your pronunciation. The next word is think. English. He thinks about his future. Punjabi.
Uha pane pavikmare sochada hai.
Breakdown.
Oh.
He slash she slash it, subject pronoun.
Apane.
His or her slash it's, possessive pronoun.
Pavik.
Future, noun.
Mare.
About, postposition.
Sochada.
Thinks, verb, present tense, masculine singular.
He.
Is slash exists, verb, present tense, masculine singular. Key concepts. Punjabi uses postpositions instead of prepositions. Punjabi verbs have different forms for different genders and numbers. The sentence structure is subject-object-verb. English. He thinks about his future. Punjabi.
Uha pane pavikmare sochada hai.
The next word is explain. English. He explained the problem to me. Punjabi.
Asni maj samasya samjhaye.
Breakdown.
Us.
He, this refers to a male person who is not close to the speaker and is being talked about.
Ni.
Has done. The particle
ni
is used for past tense and emphasizes the action of explaining.
Merge.
To me, the
merge
indicates that the speaker is the recipient of the explanation.
Samasya.
Problem, matter, difficulty. It's the noun referring to the issue being explained.
Samjhaye.
Explained, made understandable. It is the past tense of the verb.
Samjhana.
Which means to explain, or make clear. It also indicates the way the action was done, by explaining. This sentence is in the past tense, and is a simple sentence. It follows the structure subject plus verb. The object is the person receiving the explanation, and the verb describes the action. The particle
ni
is an important element of the Punjabi language, which helps to understand the action and its tense. It is also important to note that the Punjabi language is flexible, and the word order can change to emphasize different aspects of the sentence. The next word is door. English. The door is open. Punjabi.
Darwaza khula hoya hai.
Breakdown.
Darwaza.
Door.
Khula.
Open, adjective.
Hoya.
Is, present participle of verb, hona, to be.
Hai.
Is, present tense of verb, hona, to be. Key concepts.
Darwaza.
Is a common noun, so it is not capitalized.
Kyula
is an adjective modifying the noun. da was. The verb hona is used to express the state of being. The present participle hoya is used to indicate that the door is in a state of being open.
Hi
is the present tense of the verb hona, completing the sentence and indicating that the door is currently open. Translation: the door is open. The next word is outside. English: the cat is outside. Punjabi:
Billy Bahar hai.
Breakdown:
Billy
means cat.
Bahar:
Baha means outside.
Hai:
Hi means is. The sentence structure is subject, adverb, verb. The subject is
Billy.
The cat, the adverb is
Bahar.
Outside, the verb is
Hai
is. This sentence demonstrates the use of a simple present tense verb in Punjabi. The next word is behind. English: the dog is hiding behind the tree. Punjabi:
Kutta dukha kutte piche lukya hoya hai.
Breakdown:
Kutta,
kutta, dog. This is the subject of the sentence.
Dukha kut,
direct, tree. This is the object of the preposition.
The
of. This is a postposition, indicating possession or belonging.
Pitch.
Behind. This is the preposition, indicating location.
Lukia.
Hidden. This is the past participle of the verb.
Lukana.
Lukna. To hide, and describes the state of the dog.
Hoya.
Hoya. Being. This is the past participle of the verb.
Hona.
Hona. To be, and is used to make the sentence grammatically correct. Key concepts. The sentence uses the postposition.
The.
The of, to indicate possession or belonging. This is common in Punjabi, and is similar to the English of, in phrases like, the roof of the house. The past participle form of verbs is used in Punjabi to describe states or actions that have already occurred. This is similar to the English use of past participles in phrases like, he is tired, or, the door is open. Remember that Punjabi is a flexible language, and there are many ways to express the same idea. You can also use the preposition
pitch
behind with other postpositions, such as
the
on or
which
in. For example, you could say,
Kutta dukha kutte piche de berta hai.
Kutta direct de pitch de betha hai. The dog is sitting behind the tree. English: the dog is hiding behind the tree. Punjabi:
Kutta dukha kutte piche lukya hoya hai.
The next word is economic. English: the economy is currently experiencing a boom. Punjabi:
Arthik
Halat
Majood
Vich
Changa
Chow
Ra
Ni. Breakdown:
Arthik,
adjective, economic.
Halat.
Noun, situation, condition. Vajud. Noun, existence, being. Which. Postposition, in, within.
Changa.
Adjective, good.
Chow.
Noun, movement, progress.
Ra.
Verb, are, present continuous tense.
Ni.
Particle, indicates plural subject.
Key concepts.
The word order in Punjabi is subject-object-verb, SOV. The use of postpositions like
which
is common in Punjabi.
The verb
ra indicates a continuous action.
The particle
ni indicates that the subject is plural.
English.
The economy is currently experiencing a boom.
Punjabi.
Arthic.
Halat.
Vajud.
Vich.
Changa.
Chow.
Ra.
Ni.
The next word is site.
English.
The site of the ancient city is now a museum.
Punjabi. Purani Shahir Dita Hun Museum Hai.
Breakdown.
Purani. Pura Kariki Charsat E.
Means ancient or old. It is an adjective modifying the noun.
Here.
Shaha. Meaning city.
The word.
Here. Is in the genitive case, meaning it is possessed by the
ta.
Tha-ka-ik-i-cha-ik. Meaning, place, or, site.
The.
Die. Indicates that.
Here.
Is the possessed object of.
Ta.
Ta.
Tha-ka-ik-i-cha-ik.
Is the subject of the sentence, and means, site, or, place. It is in the nominative case.
Hoon.
Hu-a-ka-ik-i-char-sat. Is an adverb meaning now or currently. It describes the time frame of the sentence.
Museum.
Museum. Is the object of the verb, is, and means, museum.
Hair.
Hi. Is the verb, is, in the present tense. It is the copular verb connecting the subject.
Ta.
With the predicate.
Museum.
English. The site of the ancient city is now a museum.
Punjabi. Purani Shahir Dita Hun Museum Hai.
The next word is approach.
English.
He approached the door cautiously.
Punjabi. Uhane Duravazi Valsavadani Nalvadia.
Breakdown.
Uhane.
Un. He, masculine singular, subject pronoun.
Duravazi.
Darvaj. Door, masculine singular.
Val.
Vol. Towards, postposition.
Savadani.
Savdhani. Caution, feminine singular.
Nal.
Nal. With, postposition.
Vadia.
Vadia. Approached, moved, verb, past tense, masculine singular. Key concepts. Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions like
val,
vol. Instead of prepositions like to or towards, in English. Gender agreement. Punjabi has grammatical gender for nouns and adjectives, requiring agreement between the subject and verb. Word order. Punjabi sentence structure is typically subject-object-verb, SOV, whereas English is subject-verb-object, SVO. English. He approached the door cautiously. Punjabi.
Upane Duravazi Valsavadani Nal Vadia.
The next word is teacher. English. The teacher is teaching the students. Punjabi.
Adiapak Vidyagatianu Parharahepan.
Breakdown.
Adiapak. Adhyapak.
Teacher.
Vidyagatia.
Vidyathiyan. Students, plural.
Nu.
Nu. To, towards, for.
Parha.
Padha. Teach, past tense.
Rahe.
Ra. Are, present continuous tense.
Hun.
Han. Are, present tense. Key concepts.
Nu.
This word is used to indicate the direction of an action. In this sentence, it shows that the teaching is directed towards the students.
Rahe.
This is part of the present continuous tense, which is used to describe actions that are ongoing.
Hun.
This is the present tense of the verb, to be, which is used to indicate that the teacher is present and teaching. English translation. The teacher is teaching the students. The next word is land. English. The land is fertile. Punjabi.
Meenu Punjau hai.
Breakdown.
Meen.
Zameen. This is the Punjabi word for land.
Upajau.
Updaru. This word means fertile. It's a good thing to remember, because it's used frequently when talking about agriculture.
He.
Hi. This is the present tense form of the verb, to be. You'll encounter this frequently in Punjabi sentences, just like in English. Key concepts. Word order. The subject.
Mean.
Comes first, then the adjective.
Upajau.
And finally the verb.
He.
Pronunciation. The.
Perbidi.
At the beginning of.
Mean.
Is pronounced like the Z in zoo.
The.
U. Is pronounced like the U in food.
The. He.
Is pronounced like the hey in hey there. English. The land is fertile. Punjabi.
Meenu Punjau hai.
The next word is charge. English. He charged the phone. Punjabi.
Usne phone charge kiya.
Breakdown.
Usne.
Usne. He slash she slash it.
Pawn.
Phone. Phone.
Charge.
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 Kita.
Kita.
Did. Key concepts. The word.
Charge.
Charge. Can be used as a noun or verb. The verb.
Kita.
Kita. Is used to indicate that an action has been completed. Note, you can say
Ufane
Un instead of
Usane
Usne if you want to use a slightly more informal tone. English, he charged the phone. Punjabi
Upane poncha gajkita.
The next word is make. English. I make food every day. Punjabi.
Meha roz khana banauda ha.
Breakdown.
Meh.
I, subject pronoun.
Her.
Every.
Roz.
Day.
Khana.
Food.
Banauda.
Make, present tense, masculine singular.
Ha.
Am, present tense, first person singular, auxiliary verb. Key concepts.
The verb.
Banauda.
Is conjugated to agree with the masculine singular subject.
Meh.
The word order is subject verb object, as in English.
Her rose.
Is a compound word meaning, every day. English. I make food every day. Punjabi.
Meh her rose khana banauda ha.
The next word is and. English. She is beautiful and kind.
Punjabi. Sudar hai ate diyalu hai.
Breakdown.
Oh.
This is the subject pronoun for she.
Sudar.
Sunna. This means beautiful.
Hai.
Hi.
This is the present tense verb is
ate.
8. This means, and.
Diyalu.
Diyalu. This means, kind.
Hai.
Hi.
This is the present tense verb, is. Key concepts. Punjabi uses a subject-verb-object word order. The verb, to be, in Punjabi is.
Hai.
Hi.
For the singular.
Hun.
Han.
For the plural. English. She is beautiful and kind. Punjabi.
Sudar hai ate diyalu hai.
The next word is finally. English. Finally, the sun came out.
Punjabi.
Akhir. Suraj. Nikalia.
Breakdown.
Akhir. Akhir.
Means, finally, or, at last, in Punjabi. It is an adverb.
Suraj.
Suraj.
Means, sun. This is a noun.
Nikalia.
Nikalia.
Means, came out, and is the past tense of the verb.
Nikalna.
Nikalna.
Meaning, to come out. It is a past tense verb conjugation. Key concepts. Punjabi word order. Subject verb object the verb conjugation in Punjabi, the ending of the verb, indicates the tense, past, present, future.
English. Finally. The sun came out.
Punjabi.
Akhir. Suraj. Nikalia.
The next word is sign. English. He signed the document.
Punjabi. Asneed after ti hat thapat keta.
Breakdown.
Us.
He, pronoun.
Ni.
Has, particle.
After.
Document, noun.
T.
On, postposition.
Hatha.
Hand, noun.
Put.
Placed, verb.
Keta.
Did, auxiliary verb. This sentence uses a postposition, which is a word that comes after the noun it modifies, much like a preposition in English.
The verb is conjugated for past tense, and the auxiliary verb provides further context about the action being completed. Translation: he signed the document. The next word is claim. English: he claimed to be a doctor. Punjabi: Usne doctor honda da vakita. Breakdown: Usne. This is the subject pronoun, he, in the past tense. Doctor: this means doctor. Horn: this means to be. It is used with the postposition da to indicate possession or belonging. Da: this is the postposition of or belonging to. The combination of horn and da together imply the idea of being a or claiming to be. Dava: this means claim. Kita: this is the past tense of the verb to do. Used in this context, it means made. Remember, da can be tricky. It is similar to the English of, but with a little more nuance, suggesting a connection or ownership. You will see it frequently used in Punjabi. English: he claimed to be a doctor. Punjabi: Usne doctor honda da vakita. The next word is relationship. English: he has a close relationship with his brother. Punjabi: Uhanu apne paranal bahut pyar hai. Breakdown: Uhanu equals to him. Dative case of the pronoun. Uh, he slash she slash it. Apne equals his. Possessive adjective. Para equals brother. Nal equals with. Preposition. Bahut equals very. Adverb of degree. PR equals love. Hair equals is. Present tense of the verb. Hona to be. Key concepts. Dative case. The dative case is used to indicate the indirect object of a verb or preposition, the person or thing that receives the action of the verb. Possessive adjective. A possessive adjective shows possession or ownership. In this case, apne his shows that the brother is the one who is being loved. Preposition. Prepositions show the relationship between a noun or pronoun and other words in the sentence. Here, nal with shows the relationship between the pronoun uhanu him and the noun para brother. Adverb of degree. An adverb of degree modifies a verb, adjective or another adverb, telling us to what extent something happens or is done. Here, bahut very modifies the noun. PR love. The next word is travel. English: we travel to many places. Punjabi: Asi kai jagati safar kard han. Breakdown: Asi we, subject pronoun, plural. Kai many, indefinite pronoun. Jaga place, noun, singular. T to, postposition. Safar travel, noun. Card do, verb, present tense, plural. Han are, auxiliary verb, present tense, plural. Key concepts. Punjabi is a subject-verb-object, SVO, language, meaning the subject of the sentence comes before the verb. Punjabi uses postpositions instead of prepositions. Punjabi verbs have different endings depending on the subject and tense. English. We travel to many places. Punjabi. Asikai Jagati Safar Kard Han. The next word is enjoy. English. We enjoyed the movie. Punjabi. Asi Pilam Dhanand Mania. Breakdown. Asi Asain. We Pilam Film Movie. The Na of possessive marker. Anand. Anand. Enjoyment, pleasure. Mania. Mania. Enjoyed, past tense. Key concepts. The sentence uses the simple past tense in Punjabi, with the verb. Mania. Mania. Indicating the action of enjoying in the past. The. Na. Is a possessive marker used to show that the enjoyment is specific to the movie. English. We enjoyed the movie. Punjabi. Asi Pilam Dhanand Mania.